It was hot. The kind of heat where the last thing you'd want is someone else's body pressed tight against yours. Wearing a cute little summer dress, I wrapped my arms around you as soon as I saw you. I felt your hand on my back and I breathed you in. The sexual tension was palpable from the moment we touched. We made small talk, which was equal measures of fun and torturous, because both of us knew that we were dying to kiss and feel each other. It was only a few blissful hours, but it felt like we were on holiday. A beautiful walk along the beach where strangers presumed we were a couple. We held hands and you wrapped your arm around me and pulled me close. We gave nothing away. No signs that we'd met for the first time, little more than an hour before. Both of us sneaking away from our significant others. We found the perfect spot, far enough away from the path, so unlikely to be disturbed, but close enough to enjoy the risk of being caught. The kiss was gentle at first, your lips just brushing against mine. I was still so nervous, but you held me and steadied me. Your hands were in my hair, pulling me in more, and I wanted it so desperately. We kissed eagerly, and I moaned into your mouth and pulled you in by your shirt. It was so fucking hot. Your hand started wandering down to my thigh, and I wanted it so bad. Your fingers brushed against my panties, and I needed this now more than anything. I didn't give a fuck about anyone else. All that mattered were your hands and your lips. Before I knew it, your fingers were inside me, and instantly they knew my favourite spots. You had to kiss me hard to stop me from screaming as you pounded my pussy with your fingers. I wouldn't describe it as rough, as it didn't hurt, but it definitely wasn't gentle, even though your fingers took such good care of me. The passion was fucking indescribable. I don't think I'll ever forget the way you held me and kissed me as I came, my juices practically dripping down your arm. Give me your panties, you smiled at me, and I did. Shyly, I wriggled out of them after 3 or 4 orgasms, I lost count. The way you dominate me is unlike any other man has before. You're one of the most gentle, caring men I've ever met. Yet I'm at my most submissive when I'm with you. You placed them in your pocket and we walked for another hour or so. We kept stopping and kissing every so often. We were holding hands and suddenly you stopped, wrapped one hand around my throat and the other was pulling my hair back to make me look up at you. "You're such a good girl," you whispered in my ear. The combination of the heat mixed with how fucking hot that gesture was, and I swear I nearly fainted. We got ice creams and we talked some more. I wanted your cock so desperately. I was aching to make you feel as good as you'd made me feel. We got back to the car, which was about 10,000 degrees at this point, and you pulled me on top of you. My pussy was still dripping down my thighs from earlier, and I started grinding it all over your throbbing cock. We'd agreed no sex on the first date, but fuck, I wanted it then more than anything. The rhythm we had, as I felt your cock rub against my clits, we were so in sync. You were centimetres away from penetrating me, our foreheads were pressed together, moaning and dripping with sweat. A crowd of people could have walked past the car, neither of us would have had any idea. Your face buried in my tits. "I love your body," you whispered to me. "I love yours too," I moaned back. We were completely lost in each other and it felt amazing. "I hope you make her suck your dick when you get in. I want her to taste me all over your cock," I whispered in your ear. And that pushed you over the edge. You came hard. I enjoyed watching it. I liked knowing that I'd done such a good job. The lady who'd served us our ice creams walked past and had a good look at us. Flushed, sweaty, and parked somewhere ridiculously out of the way, she knew what was going on. We laughed. I can't wait to see you again.